This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
It's no understatement to say that Halliburton County depends on its thriving tourist attractions and amenities. That's why Angelica Ingram, tourism manager for the County of Halliburton, wants to capitalize on the growth of the region and its many tourism partners by reigniting a former group that was dedicated to enhancing and promoting all the county has to offer for visitors here. That's also why Ingram is encouraging local businesses and anyone whose livelihood relies on attracting tourists to attend the inaugural Tourism Stakeholder Session happening Thursday, April 2nd at the Pinestone Resort from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
I've been with the county for 2.5 years almost, and this is kind of, I would say, a rebirth of a group that existed years ago for a number of years. It had different sort of formats. It was grassroots to begin with, then it was a bit more formalized, and then back to grassroots. And it was always a tourism group of businesses and partners and organizations involved with tourism coming together to network, to talk about issues, to brainstorm ideas, to find out what was going on in the county and the region. And it was an opportunity for our tourism economy to kind of get together and thrive. The group kind of folded for a couple of years and hasn't existed since I've been in my role at the county. But since I've stepped into this role, I have heard a lot of businesses and a lot of people come to me saying they saw a lot of value in that group and they would like to see it be brought together again. So what we're doing on April 2nd at the Pinestone is we are having our inaugural meeting, our inaugural sort of engagement session, we're calling it, to see what the appetite is out there, what kind of structure the businesses and the tourism community would like to see moving forward, if there's an appetite to meet again regularly, how often, and what kind of topics and information would these businesses and partners like to see? What would they like to discuss? What kind of guest speakers could we get there for them? It's not a formal board or committee of council or a formal organization, if you will. There's no board of directors. It's just really a lot of voices coming together, and we're going to figure out sort of moving forward what we'll call ourselves and what the structure will look like.
The COVID-19 pandemic did a number on local tourist destinations and local businesses. The prolonged lockdowns hit hard, and the impact of those lost months continues to be felt locally, Ingram says. That, paired with political uncertainty, the impact of tariffs, and changing ownership, has changed the local landscape, and it's why, she says, there's renewed interest in reimagining the tourism stakeholder group.
Yes, loss has changed. The group that used to exist kind of disbanded right around just post-pandemic. We're still seeing a lot of businesses coming out of the pandemic, kind of shifting to the new norm. We're seeing a lot of travel attitudes change. That's no surprise to anybody. And we're seeing a lot of, you know, changes of ownership, new faces around the table, you know, people retiring, people selling, people new to the Highlands, whether that's visitors or business owners. So I think it's a good opportunity for information sharing, for best practice knowledge to be sort of passed around. I know a lot of the businesses that have come to me have said, I'm so focused on my business throughout the year, and I don't always know what else is going on in the community. And I need to connect with my peers. I need to hear about festivals and events and opportunities where I can send guests or where I can help cross promote on my marketing channel. So I think a lot of them are seeing the value in that. We're obviously seeing a shift in marketing and advertising and how people are promoting their business or promoting the region. So I think it's a good opportunity for that information to get passed around and for me to just connect and hear from the businesses and the people in the community about the challenges they're facing or the opportunities they're seeing or what they're doing differently or what they would like to see the county doing or to see other organizations or businesses doing. Right now, we have this kind of strong movement in Minden with a downtown business working group coming together because they really want to revitalize the downtown. So I think there's a lot of good community action happening right now. And I think that will be brought to the table at this group, at least I'm hoping. And I think it's always good to be part of those conversations.
The inaugural meeting of tourism stakeholders is a free event. And Ingram says anyone can attend the 2-hour session.
Really, anybody that has sort of an interest or stake in tourism, you know, if you're a business owner or you're involved in a tourism organization or you're indirectly impacted by tourism, we'd like to see you come out. We're going to have representatives from the Chamber of Commerce, Halliburton County Development Corporation, myself, the Ontario Highlands Tourism Organization, which is our RTO regional tourism organization. We want people who have an interest and an impact. Hopefully they have more than just an opinion on tourism, but they actually have some skin in the game, you know, but there's really no boundary set. Like, we're not going to be screening or anything. There's no need to prove that you're a tourism business. Just come. And if you have experience in tourism, maybe a past business owner or you're part of a transition with your business, we want you to come. We want to hear your thoughts and your opinions and your knowledge. It's all valuable. We don't need you to RSVP. Just come in and join us for this first session. There's going to be light refreshments. Going forward, we're going to discuss things like groups coming together, how often we'd like to meet, where we would like to meet, what kind of format. And we're also going to be sharing some data. Like, I'd like to hear, you know, from the business owners or from the people in the room about the seasons and how they're doing and what kind of numbers they're seeing in terms of visitation or challenges or whatever information they'd like to share. I'd like to hear it. It's also a good opportunity for that.
There seems to be a lot of excitement around the reimagining of this tourism stakeholder group, Ingram says. Since it won't be a formal organization run by a board of directors, the expectations of those taking part don't hinge on a huge time commitment. Ingram says it's a group that you don't have to devote a lot of time and effort towards. Just bring your good ideas and thoughts to the table when you can.
I'm hearing people, you know, saying, I'm glad to see this being brought out again. I'm glad to see there's opportunities for tourism businesses to get together. I think the only hesitation people are having are joining another formal committee or being asked to be on a board of directors. People are very cautious of their time. You know, business owners, tourism businesses are very busy people, so they know they can't commit a lot of hours or a lot of energy into something that might require that. So we're trying to make sure that messaging is out there. It's not another board. It's not a formal group, you know, this is, and it's come when you can. If you can make it to every meeting, great. If you can only make it once or twice a year, that's fine too. If you can never make it, that's fine too. We'll send out information after. We're hearing some really positive feedback about the need to reconnect and people feeling like, especially since the pandemic, that they're just operating in a bit of a silo and, you know, and they need to get back out there. They want to hear about what else is happening for not only their own interests, but their guests' interests. And yeah, so we want that. We want this very collaborative approach in the community. Everyone's kind of working together. Everyone can help benefit each other's businesses. You know, we're not competitors. I always say, like, if the restaurant down the street recommends the hotel, which recommends a coffee shop, which recommends an experience provider, that's what we want.
Since tourism is the second largest industry here in Halliburton County, Ingrid believes the interconnectedness means we're all a part of it and act as ambassadors. That's important, not just in terms of seasonal perspectives, but for the long-term positives, such as people moving here and bringing more businesses to the area.
Everything is connected, even the gas stations, the people filling their tanks, tourists, especially in the summer, and everything is connected. And we wouldn't have the community and the infrastructure we do if it wasn't for the tourism economy. We wouldn't have all the restaurants. We wouldn't have all the experience providers because they need that influx of people to support them. So it's clear in my mind, by our main streets and the business offerings, based on our year-round population, that we do have a huge thriving tourism economy. That's what I say. Everyone's a tourism ambassador. Everyone smiling at the grocery store or walking down the street is promoting the Halliburton Highlands.
The inaugural tourism stakeholder meeting takes place Thursday, April 2nd at the Pinestone Resort from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. No registration is required. For more information, reach out to Ingram at aingram@halliburtoncounty.ca.
County Close-Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close-Up.